This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a comedy great that most people have actually never heard of, 80-year-old Jim Abrahams. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
Okay, you're going to appreciate this guy. And so he died yesterday at his home in California. He was the man to basically transform satire into a cinematic art form. He's the one to cast Leslie Nielsen in his first comedy role, 1980s Airplane. After that, he brought us Top Secret,
ooh,
Naked Gun, the Police Squad TV series,
nice.
Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part 2.
How have we never heard of this guy?
Mafia. He essentially was one of three writers and or creators behind all these parody movies. The other two cats that he worked with, oh man, what were the movies they did? Animal House was one of them. I mean, like, these guys, prolific comedy guys. His most recent was Scary Movie 4. Yeah, that's back in 2006, but the guy's 80 years old. You kind of understand. Anyway, as a fan of satire and all of those movies, because they make me laugh every single time, I figured this dude, Jim, who, like I said, most people don't know who he is, but man, his impact on comedy and cinema, think of someone like Will Ferrell. Right?
I mean,
like the movies that he does, this guy got it going. So today, I just wanted to honor the guy with the shot of the day because I just don't know if we're going to get comedy like that again. Yeah, I think the guy was a freaking genius.
Well, I am serious. Stop calling me Shirley.
That's actually the first words they had in the article about him dying.
Cast O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, cast O.J. Simpson, a man before his time.
There you go.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, Earth, Earth,
Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Now, look, it is the day before Thanksgiving, so what we're going to do is family style, guys.
All right.
No callers, no outside listeners. Today, you three gentlemen will be competing against one another.
So they hung up.
Yeah, they hung up.
No, man, family style.
Okay. All right.
Don't ruin it, Miles.
I know. God. My God.
Who invited the stepdad?
I know. He's the drunk uncle. So today, today you have your choice of one of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess. Miles, because you're the drunk uncle at this Thanksgiving table.
let's go animal.
Oh. All right, residents of a northern British Columbia community, they're trying to solve the mystery. Whoops, that is the wrong one.
Got it, Stan.
All right, here we go. All right, my bad.
What kind of animal is in my home?
All right, here we go. Well, funny you should say that, Ted. A man who suffered from diabetes and poor blood clotting died after he was scratched by his pet, which caused him to bleed out. Now, the scratches on 55-year-old Dmitry Ukin's leg were reportedly so severe that he died of blood loss. Now, the incident took place in Russia when Dmitry went to look for his pet after it ran away from home 2 days earlier. Well, apparently, he found the pet on the street and brought it home. I'm going to guess the pet did not want to be there because that same evening, it badly scratched his leg. Now, keep in mind, Dmitry's wife was away, so he called his neighbor and told his neighbor, "Hey, man, I'm dying." He couldn't stop the bleeding, then he called the medics. Well, a police source reportedly told local media that around 11 p.m., a man did call the equivalent of 911 to say that his friend was bleeding from his leg due to a torn vein. The doctors who arrived only confirmed the man's death, which the police received a telephone message about. Now, according to an unnamed neighbor who provided first aid to the man, he said the medical team took a long time to arrive. We can at least all agree that it took them too long to arrive. But the question is, what was the pet that killed this poor dude? Was it a raccoon? Was it a dog? Was it a wolf? Or was it a cat? Hmm. It's a raccoon, dog, wolf, or cat. It's the Russian way.
I think he tried to bring the wild in, and I think it's a raccoon.
A raccoon?
Okay.
I think he brought in something wilder. It's Russia. It's a damn wolf.
It's a wolf.
Hmm. I'm going to go cat.
That makes the most sense.
I'm going cat.
Well, based Russia, on Miles' experience with cats.
Exactly, just a Gomez in there.
Mike and I are just going with Russia. It's an animal.
What pet killed this guy? A raccoon, a dog, a wolf, or a cat? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories analyze this on Profile This. We got a guy's pet in Russia, ran away from home. He did find his pet 2 days later.
Yes, he did.
He brought his pet home.
Yes, he did.
And while he was sleeping, it scratched him to death. Well, he bled out.
Yeah, he bled out.
Either way. Was it a raccoon, a dog, a wolf, or a cat?
And that is the question I posed to you, gentlemen. Let's start with the Ted Smith. You said it is Russia, so you just went all in.
Wolf.
Said a wolf. It was not a wolf.
Disappointed.
A little bit, but I feel like it would have bitten him. Let's see. Mike, you went with the old raccoon.
No!
Because people insist on keeping raccoons as pets, which is stupid.
It's got a little mask.
Cat scratch fever, comrade. Come on.
And then Miles, based on assuming on all of your prior experience with cats, you went cat, and you are correct.
Bam! Winner, winner, Thanksgiving dinner.
Miles hates cats.
This year it's a cat. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today.
Okay.
You got Seth Meyers.
Mr. Meyers.
The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, down the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. This is an actual late night joke, and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
35% of Americans say turkey is their least favorite Thanksgiving Day food. I like turkey. Turkey's like the Aquaman of Thanksgiving. Might not be your favorite, but just like the Justice League isn't complete without him. Once again, the top food on the Thanksgiving list is the 10-milligram pot gummy you eat on your way to your in-law's house.
Colbert.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert.
Kimmel.
They did a survey. They found that 35% of Americans consider turkey to be their least favorite Thanksgiving dish, which, I don't know, I like. Turkey's kind of like the Aquaman of Thanksgiving. Might not be your favorite, but the Justice League isn't complete without him, right? Once again, at the top of the list, most popular Thanksgiving food is, you know, the 10-milligram pot gummy you eat in the car on the way to your in-law's house.
I disagree. Turkey's the Superman of the dinner. Again, it's still not your favorite. There's not a whole lot of people like, man, Superman's the best of the Justice League.
It's okay,
like,
that's fair.
He's just
that's
in
fair.
The front.
Right, he has to be there.
Right.
ESPN on Monday Night Football became the first show to do a live on-air gender reveal. And because it's ESPN, the gender was Stephen A. Smith.
The Ted Smith.
The Ted Smith.
He's got another show.
He's going to be on NBA. Jesus.
That's one cousin I can't get
you
away
can't
from.
You can't turn on that channel. You cannot turn on that channel. He's there.
You can't get away from that cousin.
And he still thinks his last name is Smith.
Can you imagine that Thanksgiving table?
No.
I read the most popular time to eat Thanksgiving dinner is between 2 and 3 p.m., which is a polite way of telling your guests, we would love you to get out of here as soon as possible.
Valid.
Colbert.
Valid.
I read that the most popular time to eat Thanksgiving dinner is between 2 and 3 p.m. Serving dinner at 2 p.m. is a polite way of telling your guests, we'd love to get you out of here as soon as possible.
Also gives you time if you're driving to get back home.
Yes, yeah. This is true.
The average American man has three close friends, which if you're over the age of 30 are coworker, brother-in-law, and that guy at the gym. I think his name is Greg.
Colbert.
Myers.
Myers.
According to a new survey, the average American man has three close friends, which if you're over 30 are coworker, brother-in-law, and that guy at the gym. I think his name's Greg.
All right. So I got some fun facts here about the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade.
Fun you watch facts. That.
You know what? I won't watch it this year because my mom's not in town.
I was getting ready to say, man.
That's a mom thing.
If my mother were in town, it would be on.
Why do moms love bands so much?
But it's
marching bands.
It's the parade.
Oh, right. Just the whole
thing. I'm just saying, overall, I don't understand it. Back in the day, you know, they used to have that one at the smaller parade down here at the Macy's downtown on Friday. And I mean, I would get up. We go down there every year.
Mm-hmm. I can see the joy in your face.
Oh, it was great, Miles.
Remembering these wonderful times.
Right. Now, later in the evening when they lit the Christmas tree
it's more festive.
Right. I was all for that, right? Because then you've cooked some food. You know, you've had a couple beverages. That's a fun time. But she loved that parade, so we would get up and go down there.
It'll be on in my house tomorrow morning.
Does your wife like it?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Do you remember a local marching band from your area go?
Yeah, there's always like some local school.
Because it was a big deal. Like the high school marching band would go, and so
I mean that makes
a lot of families would go to New York.
Sure,
and that was like you're going to New York.
That personalizes it for you.
And then of course you'd watch it all morning, and they never televised your band.
Right,
they were in the parade, but you never saw them.
No, it's just bad lip syncing of actual singers.
You saw Snoopy.
I'm sure there was, like, I went to a Catholic grade school, so I don't think our band wasn't a marching band.
Right.
But, like, my brother had been in band. I think I was in band one year playing tuba. But, like, they were never on there. But I'm sure there was local schools that were. But, yeah, people love the parade.
I can't remember. It was, they were on television. They almost went every year because they were, like, one of those honored bands that won competitions. So it was the rival high school, and it was the Morgantown Mohegans. And so when they marched in the band, I think it was Lauer or somebody at the time.
Right.
I can't remember who it was. He's like, and coming up next, the Morgantown Mohegans from Morgantown, West Virginia. I think we know what side of the table they sat on.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Damn.
That was the thing. I was just like, oh, God. Oh,
is
God.
Is it true that that band had one guy just kind of lag behind?
Wow. The last guy.
That's a last of Mohicans joke.
It's normally a flag person, right?
Speaking of the marching bands, Miles, marching bands have to apply more than 1 year in advance for a time spot.
I believe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because of how big of a deal it is.
Right.
There's got to be some sort of like a paring down process. I don't know if they audition for it, you know, send them a tape or something like that.
Probably tape.
So it's like Valentine's at the Met.
Yeah. New York City might be a little rainy tomorrow, but the parade happens rain or shine. Strong winds can keep the balloon grounded like in 71 in 2019, but they say right now winds seem okay. The balloon should be up.
Look, man, the only thing of interest to me in the parade are the balloons.
Yes.
And correct. I wouldn't even watch it for that, but when they do their highlights later, like, just show me that.
There's some new characters of the balloon lineup this year. Any idea who they are?
Ooh. Are they popular?
They gotta be.
Like the new kid thing.
Right, they've gotta be newer characters.
I'm guessing some wicked people.
So one of them is old school. It's just Minnie Mouse. She's all new for 24.
Okay.
She hasn't been on there, really.
Extraordinary Nora and the Elf on the Shelf.
The Elf. That's not going to give kids nightmares.
It's like a magical wolf with the Elf on the Shelf riding it.
Okay.
A magical wolf.
Just like I pictured it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an Extraordinary Nora. Gabby will be on there.
Gabby.
I feel like I know the name.
Small girl with a stuffed animal. I don't know.
I think it's a small girl with a big head.
And then Go-Gru.
Star Wars Mandalorian, finally.
Star Wars Mandalorian, Baby Yoda.
That guy's from Star Wars?
Yeah, Grogu.
Baby Yoda.
Mandalorian.
It's Baby Yoda.
No. This guy is like a human that's got muscles. G-O-K-U?
Goku. That is Dragon Ball Z is what that is.
Who cares?
Oh, Dragon Ball. Be fired up. Marshall from Paw Patrol.
Oh.
Why did I know Paw Patrol was going to be in there?
God. Oh, because they're making a movie, I think.
That's right. They are.
God.
Now I'm bummed out no Grogu.
I know, man. For a minute there, I'm like, all right,
that's awesome.
Baby Yoda.
That's awesome. Finally.
How is he not on there now that we're thinking on it?
I mean, Bluey's in there.
Yeah.
Snoopy.
Grogu would be easy.
Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Poppin' Fresh. He has a name tag.
Yep. Smokey Bear. Stuart the Minion. There's a lot of stuff in that voice.
Yeah. Okay, wait. They named the Minion. You could actually point that one and say that one's Stuart.
There's three main ones that had a name.
Yeah, there is.
Because there's a guy with one eye. Yeah, there's like Kevin.
Stu.
Is it Stuart. Brian? I can't remember. But yeah, there's three that have a name.
I don't know.
Sounds like the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, no kidding.
Before everybody gets upset, I know people got pissed at like John Legend a couple years ago, and they're like, he's such a good singer. Why is he lip syncing?
Oh, right.
They all lip sync.
Right.
Mariah Carey.
Right. Doesn't matter.
All the people on the stage basically just do
right.
their act.
If they're on a parade float, they are lip syncing.
They don't take chances.
They don't. And I want to say the network is the one who says that. Like, look, right. There's no flubs, there's no mess up, nothing, right?
Correct.
We'll take care of it.
This will be a flawless show. Yes, you're great at doing what you do. This will be a flawless show.
Because of the parade, Macy's is reportedly the second largest consumer of helium in the world.
Okay.
Who's number one?
U.S. government.
Oh, that makes sense. Makes sense.
For what?
A lot of sciencey stuff that no one cares about.
Okay.
Honest to God.
You think it'd be Chuck E. Cheese. Right?
Up until 1939, the parade floats were pulled by horses.
Makes sense.
And now they're just tethered with people.
Right.
The balloons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. The floats were pulled by the horses.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Right.
Forget. That makes sense.
Don't forget, too, also, when you talk about parades, another big parade on New Year's Day is the Rose Bowl Parade.
Yeah.
So the Rose Bowl Parade, they were trying to get people to move to Southern California and sell roses. Then after a couple of years, they were like, yeah, see, what if we have an exhibition with these college kids?
That's how it came about.
That's how the football game came about. Yeah, the Rose Bowl Parade predates the Rose Bowl itself.
Damn.
I know. All right, see, let's get out there with some adventure.
Let's do it.
Put on your leather helmets and throw that pigskin around, boys.
Let's see. Before the Macy's Day Parade, there was the annual Thanksgiving Ragamuffin Parade, where local children dressed up as beggars and asked adults on the street for pennies, candies, and apples.
I would do that.
Yeah, Macy's came along. We're like, we'll just do a real parade. The first one attracted over 250,000 people.
Damn.
Well, it's so back in the day. Like, that stuff was mind-blowing.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sense.
Like, I don't know. You're sitting around riding horses and eating a pepperoni stick for dinner.
Milking
your
cow. And
then Miles, you
think they had pepperoni sticks back then?
But then Miles shows up and it's like, kids, tomorrow, floats, parades, balloons. That's how Miles talked about
that's right.
Go grab all the money from all the people standing there for the parade.
This is also the 100th anniversary of the parade, the first one in 1924. Happened when store employees marched basically dressed in vibrant costumes. There was floats, bands, live animals borrowed from the zoo. It was originally Christmas theme and meant to celebrate basically the opening of the Christmas season at the flagship store.
Macy's is that old?
Yeah.
Oh, holy cow, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what a lot of, I mean, look, like most things in this country, that's what it comes down to. Macy's was like,
consumerism.
We need to sell stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right,
dude.
Yeah.
And that was the reason you went downtown to New York. Like, if you're coming in from out of town.
Oh, absolutely.
You go to Times Square, but you're going to Macy's.
Macy's or FAO Schwartz?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Is that even still around?
What's that?
FAO Schwartz. Is that even still around?
I would think at Times Square, they
maybe
might have,
in Times Square.
They might have a store.
Right.
Just because it's so iconic. But, I mean, I don't know that I ever saw an FAO Schwartz anywhere else. Like, when I was a kid, you had Toys R Us or KB Toys in the mall.
There was actually one down in Westlake. Permanently closed.
Oh, okay.
All right. Also, Thanksgiving weekend, a lot of sports on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. First of all, we know NFL standard, the two games.
Three.
Well, there's a standard two games. Then they've added the third one.
Right.
And the third one seems to be the only game that is a matchup you want to watch. Right? Because the Lions going to kick the crap out of whoever they're playing.
Right.
Then you have the Giants and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
The Lions and Bears.
Oh, you know what? I take that back. That might be a decent game.
Mm-hmm. Might be.
But the main thing is the late night cap. You have what? The Dolphins.
Packers.
Dolphins, Packers. Both, like, Tua's back.
They'll figure out how good they are.
That should be a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, again, I think it's great living on the West Coast. You get up, that first game's on at 9:30. I'll still be, you know, cooking butter, chopping onion, chopping celery, and getting that all in there. Then you have a lot of college football on. Some of your old traditional rivalries are not going to be there, but some of the new ones will start up. Like Saturday, you have Washington and Oregon. So it's no longer right. The Apple Cup to end the season. It's Washington, Oregon. You have your Mississippi States, all that stuff.
Also a Black Friday NFL game, Chiefs and
that's actually the Thursday night football game.
You know what? Miles, good call. I completely forgot to do one on Black Friday. I believe that's on Amazon.
Correct.
So you can watch that.
And, I saw the advertisement for it last night, and it says, you know, Chiefs, Raiders. And I said out loud, that's not even a game. My wife looked at me and said, the Chiefs barely beat the Panthers. I was like, you know what? Good call.
And you know we'll watch it.
Yes.
Of course I'll watch it. It's NFL football.
And then Sunday morning, Seahawks people get up early. Seahawks are in New York taking on the mighty Jets.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Japanese man says his hobby is breaking into homes, but not stealing anything. Meanwhile, doctors recommend taking a walk after dinner tomorrow to let your butt sing. Speaking of doctors, never good when one tells you your penis is dead. A woman gets DUI when around an airport runway she sped. And firefighters say pretzel from a house fire in Bothell. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Japan, where a man was arrested for trespassing. The 37-year-old was picked up by authorities who got the call from the property owner saying that the man was wandering around his garden uninvited. They arrived on the scene and arrested the man without incident, but it turns out that he wasn't there to steal or vandalize anything. No, no. He told authorities that trespassing is actually his hobby. He loves it. He says he loves the thrill of being in places that he's not supposed to be, and the excitement and anticipation as to whether he'll be caught or not, which is why he's been arrested and charged with trespassing not just once, no, not just twice, but 1,000 times.
Damn. It's like going in and wandering around.
He does. He just like
it doesn't steal anything, it doesn't wreck anything. He doesn't
like this is a nice house.
Right.
What kind of TV they got?
Is it a word for that? Like a kleptomaniac that just steals to steal?
That's a good call.
Because like kleptos, I don't think always need the stuff they steal.
No, and it's not like they're fencing it. You just do it because you like it. I'm going to try that with the cops. Like, I know I'm snorting cocaine.
But it's just because I like it.
It's a hobby. It's just something I do, man.
It's not about getting high. It's just about whether or not I'll get caught.
Right. It's just the anticipation of getting really high.
Why did you break into this house? I like to watch Mike sleep.
No. He told police that the excitement of wondering if he'll be caught helps relieve his stress. However, that works.
Okay.
I just masturbate.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. A cigarette.
I can't get to bed. Why not make this happen?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like saying that going on a roller coaster or one of those drop rides just really, you know, calms you down?
Yeah, you don't get to all my anxiety out when I'm screaming for my life.
Exactly. And I suppose it's not the worst thing in the world. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head around, like, that's just Steve. He just shows up on my lawn from time to time because he wants to see if he'll get caught.
Right. I mean, look, I guess if you're going to have an illegal behavior that is your hobby, that's probably the best one.
Correct. Harmless, creepy as hell.
Creepy, sure.
Right. And I
until I like to explain myself to the ladies. Oh, I'm creepy, yeah, but I'm harmless.
Harmless, but creepy as hell. How you doing? In other news, there's an article from self.com that's capitalizing on a trend that really grew some legs in this last year. It's been mentioned more than once on this show, but couples have been taking this new trend by storm, taking themselves for a fart walk after dinner to relieve the stress of bloating and discomfort after a meal, and also using the time to spend together with their partner for some quiet alone time.
It's a good idea.
You know what, baby?
You've probably been in the house all day.
I love you so much.
You know what? It actually is very, very calming, especially, you know, during the summertime, the sun's coming down a little bit. Maybe you've got a bubbly drink, whatever it is. You're just walking around town. It's fun. You just, you know, catch up. Catch up with each other. But self.com is reminding all that Thanksgiving dinner would also be a great time to take advantage of the fart walk. It's the time of the year when we're consuming the most food and are celebrated for doing so. We've even moved beyond the theory of the tryptophan in turkey being the cause of everyone's sluggish demeanor after dinner and have realized that it's actually due to the food coma that we're putting ourselves into. So consider after dinner tomorrow taking yourself, your partner, your dog, the whole family to go out and let them fly before Thursday night kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Take the dog, get that over with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Actually, for a change, it won't be raining on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I know. Right.
Take a joint. Take a nice walk.
Exactly. Just go see the neighborhood.
You're buzzed already.
You're still flying on that 10 milligram gummy.
What if there's a bar open?
What if there's a bar open? Oh, no.
Well, some Thanksgivings, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
Thing is, my dad's got upwards of 30 people at his house. If we all go and just descend on a bar, like...
Oh, he's got a bar open at his home.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You don't have to do anything.
Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where planes were delayed for a very, very stupid reason. Police got a call about an errant driver that had managed to get herself onto the runway of the local airport, driving around and blocking traffic on the tarmac. Crews moved in and got her pulled out of the vehicle to find out the unthinkable. What do you know? She was drunk at the time of the incident.
What?
Oh. What's more is this is the second day that officers were called out to what take care hell? Of this drunk driver at the airport. We know this thanks to body cam footage that was released of the arrest, which has a wonderful scene that you can see.
Did
there.
You see her? Oh, she has no idea where she is.
No, she has no
absolutely
clue,
no clue what she's been doing.
She continues to tell officers that she did nothing wrong, that she doesn't remember driving onto the runway at all, and only had maybe 3 beers before going to the airport.
How big were your beers?
And drinking in the parking lot.
Oh.
I only have 3 beers, kind of, maybe.
Foster oil cans.
Before I got... Oh, no, is it really?
No, I don't know. What's the biggest beer you can buy at a exactly. single serving?
Golly, just getting loaded at the airport parking lot. She's now facing some serious charges, which I'm amazed that it took them this long.
Yeah, okay.
You know, driving on the tarmac of an airport isn't exactly something that they slap you on the wrist for.
It was a small community airport, so it's just people who have individual planes. So she's out there just driving around. It's not like it's got a terminal. She just drove on there and started, like, doing donuts and stuff.
Right. Not going to lie, man.
Family's trying to land a Cessna, and she's out there burning rubber.
Which would be fun. Like, not going to lie. I wouldn't mind just going out and tearing it up on a tarmac. But no.
Yeah, but Miles is right. What about the poor bastard in the Cessna? They're like, I need to land.
What are they doing down? I'm running out of fuel.
Right. This isn't fun anymore.
Can't pull up on those things like that.
Right.
Right. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We stay right here at home and go to Bothell, Washington. Fire crews in the area responded to, what do you know, an actual fire that was threatening a local home. Crews arrived on the scene and started the process of putting the blaze out, but there was someone inside that needed rescue. They broke down the door and rushed in to rescue Pretzel.
Thank God they got Pretzel.
The young doodle dog that had become trapped inside the building during the fire. She was rescued from the home and taken to a local vet to be treated for injuries.
It was a big Bavarian one with beer cheese. Get that!
Get that
one. Name for a get dog, though.
Right, it's a pretzel dog. Pretzel. 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 Hell yeah, I love it.
It's a pretzel.
Men's Room Sports.
Don't be so salty, Pretzel.
Tonight you got NBA on ESPN, hockey on TNT, college hoops everywhere else, and the Kraken are hosting the Anaheim Ducks tonight at 7 p.m. on King 5 and Kong. What do you know? We're not going to be here tomorrow, so let me just lay it down for you. Thanksgiving football has the Bears and Lions at 9:30 a.m. 9:30 a.m. on CBS. Giants and Cowboys on Fox at 1:30, and then Dolphins and Packers at 5:20 on NBC. Friday has an NFL game snuck in there, as well as the Raiders and Chiefs are playing at Friday on Friday at noon on Amazon. You've also got another Kraken game on at 12:30 against San Jose on Friday and 7 o'clock on Saturday over on Kong. As far as Sunday, your Seahawks going to New York to take on the Jets, the almighty Jets, for one more 10 a.m. game on Sunday, and that'll be on Fox. As far as your weather, things are cooling down, but we should have a lovely holiday break to look forward to. We can expect clouds to move in and out all weekend long with some scattered showers to be expected. Look out for mid-40s temperatures during the day, dropping down to the mid-30s at night, and that is it for your headlines with that. Happy Thanksgiving. Mike Hawk is out.
It's going over.
somebody's house, here's what you need to bring. Men's Room IPA and the bright yellow can. Have a great weekend.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So have yourself a very good Thanksgiving. And until next time, please do what you do best and stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.